Cole, we're happy and a lot of folks are really excited about seeing you in a Crimson uniform. Let's talk about the emotions going down to today. I'm sure it's probably a big relief that now no one can call you, no one can aggravate you. It's all about focus on playing for the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, you know, that's a good thing. You know, finally, you know, everything's done. It's all written in stone. My name's on that letter. My name's on that scholarship, so that now everything's cool and calm. I can get ready to leave for Alabama in a few months.
Cole, when you look at your position, now everyone recognizes you as a long snapper, but you played other positions there at Liberty High School in Bakersfield, California. Tell us what those positions were.
I started at center the last 2 years, my junior and senior year, and I've also played a little bit of D-tackle my senior year.
Has Coach Saban told you that, hey, listen, we're going to focus only on long snapper duties for you?
Yes, that's all I'm going to do when I come into Alabama as a freshman.
So now, but a little bit of that mentality, being a long snapper, you're going to try to get down the field on a punt coverage, and something tells me you're not going to be afraid to hit some folks if you get that opportunity.
Oh, definitely. You know, I love contact. I love defense playing in high school. I love hitting people. I love putting people on my back. You know, every play. I love that. And it's just, you know, just knowing that I actually get a contribute to that is pretty cool. You know, finally get a make a name for myself out there. That's pretty cool.
Cole, talk about the recruiting process and what it was like to hear from Alabama. And what were some of the other schools that you seriously considered? And when did you figure out that Alabama was the place you wanted to go?
Yeah, I was originally committed to UCLA for a while, and then, you know, Alabama came in, you know, swooped me away. So, I mean, you can't pass up Alabama. You all know out there that back about national championships, you know, the dynasty that's coming in, you know. Coach Saban being one of the debatable greatest college coach ever, you know, playing for him, you know, it's just an honor to be playing out there with such a great program.
Cole, when you took your visit to Tuscaloosa, I know that you committed verbally to the University of Alabama, but what separated Alabama from everyone else? Was it the championships? Was it the facilities? Was it Coach Saban?
It was, you know, a mix of all three. You know, they all persuaded me definitely to go to Alabama. It was all the facilities, coaches, everything. The winning just pushed over the top over UCLA. You know, you can't pass that up. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play for such a program like that, and it's something I just couldn't let go.
When you got here to Tuscaloosa, what were your first thoughts coming from California?
Oh, it was a different world. I was astonished by how just completely different it was from California. You know, people are nice. You know, the food's different. The people are different. It's just a whole different world out there in the South compared to California. I just love every minute about it.
Does the passion for Alabama football sort of shock you a little bit, coming from not only a state that values high school football, values college football, but they have to split that time with professional football? Does that did that shock you as well?
Oh, definitely. You know, the fan base in Alabama is best in the country by far. Like, there's schools out here, UCLA, USC, but they don't get the fan base that Alabama does, and that's something that helps, you know. Just being on Twitter, you know, finding all those followers, everybody following me, you know, congratulating me on signing today. It was something I wouldn't have probably had if I could go still with UCLA.
Cole, when you look at the roster, you look at snappers. Nick Saban doesn't carry a lot of snappers. He really has confidence that you can be that guy next year. I'm not sure Carson Tinker's had that conversation with you. I don't know what he's told you. But do you feel like that you can be that starter from day one once you arrive in Tuscaloosa?
Oh, definitely. That's what I've been trained for. That's what I've been groomed for by my instructor, Chris Rubio. He's trained me, and, you know, he's molded me into the snapper I am today to have that confidence in front of 100,000 fans on national television. To make that perfect snap in the game, you know, I'll have the utmost confidence in every game to snap the ball and have no worries about it. So it's not even a big deal for me with the way I was molded into the snapper I am. So I'm definitely looking forward to that challenge of starting all 4 years.
One of the big things that Alabama has going, and other programs too, but specifically here, is the weight, the fitness program. Have they sent you anything from Tuscaloosa to start doing to get ready to fit in when you get here finally full-time, working out?
No, I was actually going to talk to Coach Bob Williams, the special teams and tight ends coach, tonight about that, about getting, you know, maybe like seeing what to do out here with some kind of stuff that, you know, intervene with my workouts that I do here to get ready to go to Alabama. Because I know that strength program is crazy with Coach Cochran. You know, it's the new weight room they're putting in is huge. You know, that's in right now. It's just been built. It's huge, and I can't wait to be a part of that.
Was there any other schools that came in and tried to make a late push? Did coaches from any other program show up at your house lately after you committed to Alabama, or did things kind of slow down once you said you were going to play for the Tide?
It was slowed down when once I committed. Coaches still called me, but I told them that, you know, they should back off. I'm done with my recruiting. I'm 100% committed to Alabama from the moment I told them I was committed to them. I wasn't hesitant about that at all. So I sealed off my recruiting pretty early.
Cole, I know that you talked about sealing that off, but can you help us understand? Most of us will never walk through the steps that you were able to do in the last year. What has that recruiting experience been for you? Has it been positive? Has it been negative? And can you see other athletes, because you took official visit here, did you see other athletes going through that struggle to look at this recruiting process?
Oh, definitely. You know, the recruiting process, for me, it was a positive. You know, I loved the attention. I loved coaches calling me every day, you know, wanting me to be part of their program and trying to persuade me to commit to them. I love that. I love the feeling of being loved by a school. You know, I mean, I know that's just their way of trying to get in, but you know, that feeling for me was pretty cool. You know, being a specialist, you know, you really don't get that spotlight attendance. So when they did call me and was offering me and talking me into it, you know, it was really cool for me. It was positive.
Well, let me be the first from Tuscaloosa today to say to you, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Thank you.
Hey, Cole, one more thing is, we walked back a couple of days ago. It's been less than a month that Alabama won a national championship. Walk us back to wherever you observed the game. What was it like knowing that you're going to be part of this football team next year that now has expectations to be the best team in the country and try to defend not just two championships but three in a row? What was it like that evening watching that championship game?
It was amazing. You know, once I saw them just completely dominate Notre Dame, all night long, you know, it was like, it was setting in that, wow, I'm going to be a part of that program next year, and I'm going to be a part of that tradition and part of that dynasty, you know, hopefully possibly 3-peat. You know, that's obviously going to be our goal, but, you know, just knowing I'm going to be a part of that is just the greatest feeling in the world. You know, it's just a blessing.
Carson Tinker is the long snapper, or he has been the long snapper here for the last few seasons. Is he a guy that you've gotten to know at all?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've known him probably the last 2 years. You know, the first time I went to Alabama's specialist camp, you know, I met him there, and then a couple times at Chris Rubio camp. So, you know, we've talked, we've texted back and forth, met with him on my official a lot, you know, talked to him. So me and him, you know, we got a relationship going. He's definitely helped me through the process of this, and he congratulated me, and he's looking forward to having me step in and fill his shoes, and you know, do the best I can.
According to 24/7 Sports, the number one long snapper in the country, 24/7 Sports puts together Cole Mazza from Bakersfield, California. He's right now part of the game on 99.1 WDGM. Cole, final question. When you become a part of this class and you knew that you were going to sign with Alabama, what kind of role did you play in recruiting? Did you make phone calls to say, hey, we'd love to have you in Tuscaloosa and join us? Because I know that sometimes that to other recruits and say, hey, we'd love to have you in Tuscaloosa as well.
You know, I wasn't really a big part of that. I didn't know a whole lot of people because I'm from the West Coast now. Not a lot of West Coast people get heavily recruited by Alabama, so I couldn't really do much about, you know, that. But, I mean, on my official, you know, I said a few words, you know, like if they're committed, ask if they're committed or not, you know, they should be a part of this program because we need them. But other than that, not too much except for my official.
Well, Cole, I hope you like to eat because Tuscaloosa's got some great places. Because when you make that trip from Bakersfield, California, you'll have to get used to this southern food that we enjoy in Tuscaloosa. And I know Coach Cochran may limit you on that, but one of the great things about Tuscaloosa is great places to eat. Cole, we appreciate you being part of the game, and I know it's a busy day for you today. I'm sure you look back at this day 20 years from now, and you'll think about National Signing Day 2013.
Yes, I will. That's definitely a blessing to sign on signing day. You know, just being the best of the best sign on this day, so it's definitely a blessing to have me a part of. So thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
Cole, roll Tide to you, and thanks so much for spending some time with us here in T-Town.
Roll Tide. Thanks for having me.